Welcome to Wolf Talk. I'm Fran.
I'm TJ.
And we are here with The Mustard. How are you doing today?
Not bad. You?
Yeah. Right, thank you.
Doing pretty good. So who are we here with? Introduce yourselves.
So I'm Ollie Fould. I'm the founder member, guitarist and songwriter of The Mustard.
Yeah, my name's Mike. I'm the bass player and not the founder member, but very happy to be in the whole mix. Thank you.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you guys. We appreciate you coming on today.
Thanks for having us.
No problem. And just to kind of start, what kind of got you into the music industry or, you know, that passion? Is that something that's always kind of been there when you were younger? Or what kind of got you into wanting to pursue that?
For me, I'll let Mike answer as well, but yeah, I mean, there is a passion behind it, and there's obviously influences that everybody's got behind it. Although mine kind of changed over time. When I was sort of in my teens, 20s, it was kind of the Britpop scene, and it was the Who and the 60s beat stuff that got me playing the way I played. But this particular Here and Now, I call it projects, I hate calling it projects, it's not, it's a band. It is kind of us being the best band we can be with the best songs we can possibly get that people all around the world can get, you know, and without outliving everything. And it's kind of that influence for me anyway, sort of to start this, came from sort of a bad period that I had about 3 years ago, where I just wrote a song called Illusion, which is a song about depression, really, and that sort of stuff. And it's got that sort of Simple Minds Coldplay kind of feel to it. And that's where the band started, really. It was going along the synths and the floating guitar route, and the kind of that equal balance of everybody in the band, the same as you'd get with sort of the bands like U2, Coldplay and Simple Minds and any of them other sort of big global bands, really. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to, you know, not just other musicians, but people that don't play music, that are not musicians, get what we're doing, whether it be lyrically or musically, really, which is what sells songs. You know, that's kind of where we're at. And that's the long and short of it for me, to be honest. So,
yeah. How about you, Mike?
Yeah, well, my dad was a big band musician years and years and years ago, and I remember when my mum was out, because there'd be Glenn Miller sort of blasting out the house every time I came indoors, so I always had music in the house. I didn't want to play saxophone, and but I decided I was going to take up an instrument, and it was bass. I didn't go from guitar or anything. I liked the idea of what the bass player was about and everything, and the mentality of that particular role. I mean, I play other instruments as well now, but I was very fortunate as a teenager. I did a lot of got a lot of opportunities to play in a lot of bands, did some touring in the Europe, got to play in the States for a little while, in California for a while, and with some bands you never heard of, and did a lot of stuff with church, actually. One of the things that's kept me going, even when I've not been in bands, been working in the music industry as a regular bod, has been on Sunday morning just picking up a guitar or a bass and helping the people worship. And that's actually been a really good way of listening to, that's really helped me listen to songs rather than try and play thousands of notes every second. And I think for this outfit, one of the things I really lean into is making sure that I'm aware of where the spaces are, because as Ollie's alluded to, a lot of the influences that Ollie and our keyboard player have are very kind of symphonic, lots of different sounds coming in, and so you've got to be, as the bass player, you've got to be very, very careful about where you sit in the song, and you've got to compliment what you're doing. And I like the place that I'm in this outfit. And as Ollie said, so he's written most of the songs, but he's very good. He lets the rest of us have a crack as well. And there's a few new tracks coming out that some of us have had a look at as well. So yeah, that's basically it for me at the moment, as far as how things got started.
No, that's cool. So have you guys been playing anywhere recently, or has guys going on tour anytime soon, or?
Not really on tour. It tends to be the gigs locally, sort of London and surrounding counties based at the moment. I mean, we are still so new. Yeah.
Sure.
So we've got sort of more and more people getting to know about us now. I think the more tracks that we're releasing, people are getting to know more about what we really are. We're actually playing tomorrow night, and it's a competition, actually. It's quite local to us. We played just before Christmas, again, in the same venue at the Couch in Bracknell, where I live. There's been other gigs throughout the year that we've done. I'm not going to list them all, but yeah, we've done, you know, a good few. So, we're sort of trying to get bookings and getting things in for this year, 2024, really. And more recording done for 2024.
Well, that's clear. So, have you guys been? I know you said you're recording more for 2044. What do you play? Do you have any plans? Like, are you doing just singles? Or are you releasing the album? Or what are you guys planning on?
What we're doing actually is we're going in the studio and we're recording four songs, and over the week adding to them just because we can without showing off. And then what we're doing is we're releasing them as singles over 3 month periods. See, so we've already done the recordings, and then we're doing live recordings because we've got our own sound guy called John that does all our mixing, and we're using the B-sides. It's almost like live studio takes, so that people have got something else to listen to, not just one track singles. You know, you've got like a B-side or a track two, and that's kind of how we're working it at the moment. There is talk about doing an EP and not using all the artwork we've been using with the great artists that we've got. Pierre, that's in South Africa, he does all our artwork for us. We're going to, you know, have us on the next one, I think. I think that's been a discussion. So, yeah, that's the plan at the moment, on top of the shows, really.
So we have a kind of a constant dribble of songs coming out every now and again, as it were, as opposed to a big album that's coming out at the moment. I think that's kind of what we've agreed to do, which seems to be going well, actually, doesn't it?
We were Ditto FM, who were with where Warblood and Ed Sheeran started, really. That's how they started off. That's who we were Ditto Music. And basically, you can actually check the algorithms and the things that are going on. And it is really interesting, actually, to see that, you know, people are beginning to listen there more than anywhere. It's great stuff. And we've earned a bit of money out of it, and we're using that to, you know, do the rest of what we're doing. So it's kind of making itself work a little bit. It's a marketing strategy, really, that, you know, these days. So you've got to be a businessman, not a gold star these days, because the music industry's gone as we know it. Got to sit there and think, right, now what do? Do we release an album and let everyone listen to it the first month and everyone forget about us? Or shall we carry on releasing tracks every 3 months where there's a peak and a trough? And that's what we've decided to do, is peaks and troughs. You know, there's always something to advertise and always the back catalogue to advertise as you go through. So that's kind of how we're working it, really.
Well, that's definitely how the industry's been moving lately, is everyone going with the singles first. And that's definitely how, yeah, they'll tell you even nowadays it's the best way to market them. So, yeah, that's kind of how it seems like everyone's moving. We kind of did the same thing. We'll release them as singles, and then once we've released like several of them, then we release the album with them together, you know, less of the collection kind of. But yeah, it's kind of interesting.
Yeah. You can sell an album with all the same songs on to people, that fantastic stuff.
Have you guys had any struggles trying to like getting that when you first started, like getting your music out there, like on social media or anything? I mean, any like struggles getting that started and go? I know you said things sell like they're really starting to pick up now, but like, you know, a lot of artists kind of mentioned the struggle at first, like getting all that stuff together, and because it's a lot of work, a lot of, you know, a lot of diligence, you know.
It is hard work. It depends on who you are and the sort of person you are, because there's people that will say, I'm in a band, because they like saying that they're in a band, And then there's other people saying, oh, I'm in a band and we're doing this, this and this, because there's a strategy behind it. And again, it's like that business head of not giving up and just getting stuff out and knowing that what you're doing is believable to be out there. And I think if you're that person, it can happen and you don't give up. You just keep going and you do it. And I mean, from a social media kind of point of view, I wouldn't say it's been a struggle. I mean, it's, once you've got things set up, second time around's fine. It's just you develop an art as you go along into targeting certain people that are into certain, and it's easy, really, if you think about it. It's targeting the sort of people that you know that's going to like your kind of stuff, really. We've had a lot of people come to us, and I bet you get the same thing, where you'll have people at a message going, oh, we can help you. You know, we can help you build your audience and look at the algorithms, and if you pay this much, and at that point you think, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah, that, it's riddled with it.
Yeah, they're everywhere. We don't use those. We do it all ourselves. We're completely independent at the moment. So, you know, we have been approached by some actual really reputable PR companies in London that are out there that do bookings for tours and that. But that's something that we need to think about at the moment. But, you know, that's a few months down the line, I think, at the moment.
Now, how many songs do you guys have out?
Well, at the moment, I can tell you pretty much singles. We've got 4 tracks, all in all, singles-wise. The Mustard As They Are Now. We did have an album that was kind of the old band with an old friend of mine. And as good tracks as they are, we've stepped up a few runs. We're sort of sounding a lot better. Thanks to Charles, our vocalist, who couldn't be here at the moment. He's suffering at the minute. But it's... in total songs written for the band, 8, 9, 10, there's 12 out there at the moment between me and Lucas and the tracks that we're using. Yeah, there's 8. Yeah, there's 12 tracks all in all. But there's going to be 14 because we're literally releasing 2 more at the end of the month, actually.
Oh, awesome.
No, cool. And just let us know. We can post the links and let everybody know on our sites so they can see.
Yeah.
It's back to you. And it's been released on the Friday the 26th of January. So that's kind of that's that single. And that's the last of the singles in for before we go on to do the EP, I believe. So, but that is, yeah, I mean, there's another 15 songs personally I've got in the back catalogue that we can work on. I know the other guys have certainly got quite a few songs, ideas in the back catalogue. So there's plenty of ideas, you know. It's just getting round to doing them when we're not shows. That's it, you know.
Well, that's now, a good luxury.
Right. Now, do you guys ever think about coming to the Estates to play?
I'd love to. Someone could pay for us to go over and put us, you know, in a motel for a week with a pool there.
With a pool?
Yeah, pool. Most motels in the States have pools, don't they? You know.
Yeah, mostly.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm happy to do that, you know. It's just getting there, you know. So...
Yeah, where I live, where it's really hot, so if you don't have a pool or somewhere to go, you're going to be, by 115 in the summer, so.
Yeah.
Not even in the hotels?
Sorry, are you talking to me? Hello?
No, I was talking to him. I said, not even the hotels.
No, they do. They have them everywhere here, so they make sure everywhere. That's all I was saying. Literally 5 feet. There's a pool or a water park.
Yeah.
We some interest, I think, with the previous album, it was going down rather well in Spain, wasn't it, Ollie?
It was, I'll tell you what it is. It's that track, and we've got that same track, although it's a better version, shouldn't say that really. It's a better version of it live at Acklam. We do a place called Acklam quite a bit, which is just off the Portobello Road in London. Hopefully we'll be playing it shortly. They've got to get back to us on that one. But it's the song Someone, which is the Simple Minds cover, which is on the B-side of the single we released which was back in September, called When the World Is Your Home. That's the second release that we did, and that's on there, and that got a bit of interest. That actually got played out in Spain, that's right. We've got one of the fans is obviously a big Simple Minds fan, and they decided to sort of use that track, which it seems to be doing really well, actually, even still, even on the YouTube video. You know, we're getting a lot of hits on that, you know, because he was it them, I suppose. So, yeah, it's good. And we love playing it because we play it our way. So, you know.
Yeah, that's the great thing about it happening on those YouTube videos, that like, they last forever and they just keep collecting the views of the fans over time.
That's yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
But yeah, that seems to be the one that the world's. And like I said, we do a lot of live tracks on the B sides of the singles, really. So we're in studio. And they're the ones I like, actually, in some ways. So, yeah.
So is there any like particular song that you guys released that has a special meaning to you, or you know, anything that like, you know, that was real, that had like a emotional effect? I know you kind of mentioned like some of the depression earlier, like some of the songs might have to do something with that, or is there anything that like special to you guys or specifically?
I know, I mean, Mike, we've just done The Sign, which is Mike's track. It isn't released yet. But I don't know, Mike, whether that had any sort of emotion to raise your concern.
It's a funny mix of songs, actually, in terms of what the Mustard does. I mean, there's one song that has come out of a kind of a road rage, not a road rage incident, but sort of a frustration with a certain area of London that you have to drive through. I'll be honest, and Ollie knows this, I mean, I sing backing vocals on a lot of these tracks, and some of the older ones, I don't know what the words are, to be honest, so I couldn't actually tell you what they're about, but I make the right noises at the right time. It sounds all right. there's a song that I've put together that's kind of a little bit more disco than what we usually do, but it does go down well when we do it live, and it's kind of... It's kind of a reflection on the death of kind of democracy almost. It's quite a serious song, really, in that respect, because it's about just losing, you know, who do you trust when you lose trust in your leaders, really, and that's the fundamental element about it. But I don't know what Ollie feels like. Lyrics are always very, very personal. They can be very, very personal kind of stuff. And I remember when I was younger, I don't know if it's your experience if you write songs or anything, but I would always write in third person. I'd tell stories. And actually, it was when I started actually writing in first person, it actually started to make more sense about it. And we all have to sort of get over that a little bit, I think, when we're writing. We've got to sort of open ourselves up, but we don't necessarily have to pour absolutely everything into it. I like the mix of songs actually that the Mustard has. They've got we've got songs about love, there's songs that are quite profound, but there's also ones that are, you know, about just life, about the internet, and about, you know, about just the way life is at the moment. We've got instrumental even in the back catalogue as well.
Lucas,
and that's a very interesting song because it's actually been inspired by an experience where our keyboard player was very, very ill, and his heart shut down for about 5-6 minutes. Is that right?
Ooh. That's right. He was actually pronounced dead for about 2 or 3 minutes officially.
Yeah, maybe not 5-6. Oh, wow. But oh yeah, all sorts of places they come from.
Hmm. Yeah. I mean, Back to You, which is what is due to be released, like I said, on the 26th of January. It's basically me writing a song to my other half, actually. And we've gone through a bit of a rough patch, but it couldn't have happened at a stranger time. But it's self out a little bit. It kind of is about that, getting back to somebody because you miss them, you know. Or it can be because you feel like you can't help because they're suffering in some way. And if you look at the front cover, it kind of is a reflection of that in some ways, you know, and that's that's basically the song. If you listen to it, the lyrics are pretty simple in that track. There's nothing complicated about the song at all. But that song is a radio edit, so it's to the point. It's vocal straight in. It's a radio play track, really. So, you know, because we wanted to release.
No.
Okay.
Play track. So,
Oops, yeah. Lost your video there for a second.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
I had a heart attack then. I was thinking, well, okay.
Yeah. Did you hear a ringtone?
I was going to say, you probably got a phone call.
Yeah, I did. Exactly what happened. Yeah. And what happened is it went back again straight away like people do. They don't think, oh, you know, because you might be busy, they carry on ringing, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, just very much Ollie's train set, okay? And if he does sort of like walk off, then we're going to have a very, very short show. That's all I want to say.
yeah.
Talk about, Owen. You know, talk about the decorating I need to do in here, but, you know. So,
yeah.
Be of interest to your listeners.
So do you guys have any, like, anything else that you wanted to kind of tell the fans or anything that you might have coming out? Like, if they want to be able to find you or find your merch you might have out there, you know, anything that, that you wanted to promote?
I mean, merchandise-wise, T-shirts will be the first thing. That's kind of a bit of a prototype going on at the moment with the T-shirts. Because we've been going through the motions with all the trademarkings and that and protecting the name, which we're still going along with at the moment. Because there was another band with the same name. But kind of, we're trying to kind of get...
But moving on. Anyway.
But moving on anyway. Yeah, right. Yeah, you're right. However, there is merch on its way. If you're talking of merchandise, but it's work in progress. And at the same time, we've got the EP that's going to be hopefully be released in spring because we've got to go in and do the studio work and the recordings. That's the other thing. And the other thing we're actually talking about doing is actually an online podcast, Mike, aren't we?
Yeah.
So online live show. Instead of doing a gig and inviting people, we're actually going to do a show online and put it across YouTube, Instagram and that sort of thing. So that's another sort of idea that we've had that we really want to do between January and February while it's quiet and everyone's kind of hibernating, you know.
Then it's got, I think, who have showed a lot of interest around the world, and you know, we're still very much a London based outfit, and it's a big ask to expect them to show up for some of the gigs that we've got where we live, so it would be nice to give them the opportunity to sort of,
yeah,
and in some way be part of what we're doing as well. I don't know if we can make it a little bit interactive. We'll have to see if we can do something about that, but we're still working that out.
Yeah, I've seen some bands, they'll even like maybe do their podcast like live, you know, before they do their venue or, you know, or their show sometimes. So those are usually pretty cool. I've seen.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I mean, we've got some friends in Bracknell who've got a really, really good venue that will let us do some bits and pieces there. And yeah, we'll have to look at the staging of it, but I think it could be a really nice thing to do. And obviously record it, put it on YouTube, and then it's there for, it's, you know, it's there for 1,000 years, generations to find and decipher, as it were. So yeah.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, it's the best way to let people to get to know who you are, you know, like gives you that time to kind of be, you know, pour out what you want to talk about and kind of get to, you know you on a more personal level, you know.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. And we are, I mean, if you Google The Mustard, we come up straight away. The Strange Times album comes up on Google. And the next thing, I believe, is kind of our Facebook. So wherever you are in the world, if you Google that name, we come up straight away, which is fantastic. And, you know, Instagram, you've got Linktree. I mean, our Linktree is through our Instagram. So you can, once you're in Instagram, you're on Linktree, you've got access to those singles and the original first sort of album when we first started. So it's all on there and YouTube, you know, Instagram. Sorry, not Instagram. Linktree seems to be the thing, really, not the web page. You know, it seems to be everywhere.
Yeah.
And Linktree.
Yeah. yeah, people like to go to that shortcut. You know, sometimes they don't like going to the full pay. You know, they want that
real
quick, fast access.
Yeah. We've got the website, but it's right down the bottom because by the time you've looked at all that, you know everything, clearly. So, you know, it's kind of, yeah.
And there's all the Spotify and iPlayer and what we got is it's Spotify, iPlayer. What else is there?
We want everything.
Yeah,
pretty much. Yeah,
hold on.
You know, Amazon, Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Deezer, Napster, all them ones. They're in Napster as well. So yeah, all of those and more. You know.
And yeah, after we get off the show, after we get off the interview here in a minute, you can give us their link tree. We could put it in the description on the post. So that way people can find all your links if you want.
Yeah.
Just send it to me and I'll shoot it over.
Fantastic. Okay, I'll do that. No problem.
Well, we really appreciate you guys coming in and out tonight. We'd love to have you guys back, especially when you guys have something else to you or coming out or getting ready to release. You know, is there ever anything else you guys want to say before we head out tonight? Or to the Norton, I mean?
Yeah, thanks for having us. And, we're going to carry on doing what we do best. And there's much more stuff to come, I think. Much more exciting news to come. So,
yeah. I think
it's all good stuff, really.
Well, yeah. We'll definitely have you on the show again.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Yeah,
thanks a lot.
Take it easy. Yeah,
no problem. You guys have a wonderful day. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, listeners, as well. I really appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Cheers. No problem.
All right, well, listeners, this is TJ and Wolf. We guys will see you. Actually, we may have another interview here shortly. We'll have the details posted. It may literally just be about 20 minutes or so.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. You guys have a good one. We're out.
Take it easy.
All right. Bye-bye.
Oh, sorry if we're still on. My computer's acting slow. I'm trying to end the stream, and we look all weird just sitting here. I was having a little bit of audio issue. I tell you what, let's just my mic clicking, it's not wanting to go.
Yeah, you mean.